The Traveler's Journal, December 29th, with Visions of St. Augustine. St. Augustine is a historic gem on Florida's Atlantic coast. The Spanish explorer, Juan Ponce de León, put the city on the map when he landed here in 1513. Although searching for the legendary Fountain of Youth, he happened to establish the oldest permanent European settlement on the continental U.S. Juan Ponce's contributions notwithstanding, the city of St. Augustine owes much of its existence to a railroad tycoon, Henry Flagler. In the 1890s, Flagler began building the East Coast Railway from Jacksonville to Key West, constructing hotels and entire towns along its route. He envisioned St. Augustine as an American Riviera. Today, most walking tours of St. Augustine start at the Old City Gate, which opens on St. George's Street, a narrow passageway flanked by flower-lined balconies. Nearby, you'll find the country's oldest drugstore and oldest schoolhouse. A few blocks south, you enter the Spanish Quarter, which retains the feel of a 17th-century city inhabited by 18th-century people. Then there's the Gonzalez Alvarez House, the oldest in America. El Castillo de San Marcos National Monument is the oldest masonry fort in the nation. Then there's Gomec, the 1,700-pound crocodile in the St. Augustine Reptile Farm, America's oldest animal exhibition. Gomec's not the oldest croc in captivity, just the biggest. And while you're in the area, don't miss the beautiful, pristine beaches of nearby Anastasia Island. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.